I'd like to call the November 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Mr. Ed Tankard to give the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Carl Josephson. Will you please stand?
In God's name, we trust that we take into account facts clearly and without bias. We consider the needs of applicants while keeping in mind the rights of all members of our Commonwealth. We remember that it is man who has dominion over all creatures of the earth. In your name, we ask that we apply the laws of the Commonwealth in a consistent and thorough manner. In God's name, we trust this to be so. Amen.
Amen.
Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Let the record reflect, we do have a quorum. Mr. Bowden and Holland have gone into a little bit of a traffic problem, but I expect them to arrive momentarily. Again, I'd like to welcome you to the Marine Resources Commission meeting. I can assure you that the issues that are important to you are important to us, and you will be afforded an opportunity to speak on whatever matter that's on your mind. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Are there any corrections or deletions to the agenda from staff? Mr. Grab.
Yes, sir. The applicant Charles Chase on item 7 has requested that item be tabled. At this point, it's tabled to a date uncertain. He's waiting on a survey to be done.
Okay.
And in addition, I placed before you a letter from John Paulson, who's an attorney for Ben Retained for Shoreland Investments LLC, item number 8.
Right.
He's requesting a continuance as well. He's requesting a continuance for January. Staff has advised him that we will support a continuance until December.
All right. Any other corrections or deletions from members of the commission or any other staff? What's pleasure on Mr. Paulson's request for continuance? Staff recommends till December, and I believe that he should be afforded a continuance today, but I don't believe in carrying them too long unless there's an extenuating circumstance. If something comes up during dialogue during the month of December that would warrant a continuance until January, I think that would be appropriate.
His only concern in December was Christmas. When I advised him that it was a week before Christmas, John said he he strenuously argued for the January meeting.
Okay. Well, tell John we'll be here the week before Christmas. And we'll expect him to be here, too, if that's his only cause for continuance. The agenda is before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the agenda with the two amendments recommended by staff, that is tabling item number 7 to a date uncertain and continuing item number 8 to December.
Is there a second to the motion? Motion is made by Mr. Robin. Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously, with the exception of Mr. Bowden, who will be here momentarily. The next item on the agenda are the minutes from the previous meeting. You've had a chance to review the minutes. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the minutes as presented? Table will honor a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the minutes to be approved as submitted.
Motion made by Mr. Fox. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion on the minutes? All in favor of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, please note my abstention on that vote.
Mr. Robbins notes his abstention to the vote on the minutes. I'd like to swear in staff now that will be testifying or may be testifying today, as well as representatives from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give or may give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda are permits. Those items, $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We have only two, what we refer to as page two items to present to you this morning. 2A.